I got your text asking for me to come over, so here I am. Look, if you're trying to prank me, just let me warn you that I once took karate lessons when I was like 8 or 9, and I'm not afraid to use them on you, okay? Don't try to scare me. Are you actually asleep? God, you're gonna call me over to talk to me, and you're asleep. Watching TV before I even get here. Does it just knock you out like that? Maybe you're just faking it. Maybe you are really trying to jump scare me. I know it's almost Halloween, but I won't hold back, okay? I guess there's only one way to find out, It didn't work. Usually you hate if I kiss you on the cheek, but maybe you really are asleep. I would just go home, but you made me walk here in the rain, and I don't want to walk home in that. I guess I can just stay for the night. I'm gonna go to your bed, okay? I don't know if you can hear me, but I think your bed wants somebody in it. And if you're gonna neglect it and fall asleep on the couch, then I'll give it some nice cuddles. Maybe you can come over too, and I can get you back into the sleepy mood again. You really are asleep, huh? Maybe I could join you, but there's not much space on the couch. I'd probably have to hold you as if I'm cuddling you or something. I don't even really like cuddling, you know? But you do look really comfortable. And you look kind of cute, too. It's honestly not fair. How can you look so cute when you're sleeping? You need to stop falling asleep in places that aren't easy to lay with you know? If I can't lay down here and there's not enough space for me, I guess I could just sit by your legs. There we go. You take up a lot of this couch, okay? Maybe you should get a bigger one or something if you're gonna invite me over. This kind of feels illegal. Maybe I shouldn't be sitting down with you, but having your body laying on me, it's kind of hard to get up now. Maybe I shouldn't have put myself in this situation. I guess I could sit up so I'm a bit closer to you, but I just feel like a creep. It's not weird for me to just watch you sleep, right? Maybe I should just go. But it doesn't seem like you want me to go if you're trying to hold me down like this. I know you're the type to sleep with plushies, but I'm not your personal plushie, you know? Wrapping your arms and legs all around me. What a mess. If I try to leave now, I guess I'll wake you up, huh? And if you see me in your house like this, you'll probably think I'm just a weirdo. I guess this is everything you've ever wanted. You can finally hold me for a bit. I bet you're enjoying this, huh? Even if you are asleep. You're just so dumb. You're like a little baby trying to cling on to me, wanting me to protect you. I'm a bit ticklish. Be careful. I don't know why I'm even talking to you like you can listen to me. I hate this. This is the worst. I know everybody always says they wish they had someone to cuddle with, but I didn't think my cuddle buddy would be tickling me and squeezing me this tight. But I mean, you're so peaceful. It's so pretty when you look like this. The hair on your face just, it's all so beautiful. I guess I should move it out of the way so you don't drool on your hair. It's just something girlfriends do, right? It wouldn't be weird. And maybe I could run my fingers through your hair a bit too. I know you like it. Yeah. Look at you. Moving your head towards me. Asking for more. Even when you're asleep, you're so needy. But I'll only give you just a little, okay? I love you. You know that, right? Sometimes I feel like I see a look on your face where you question why I even do love you. Or if I even do. And it hurts, you know? It hurts because I really do love you. I wouldn't be with you all these years just to waste my time. And it's clear that I'm special to you too. But, well, I mean, you're special to me too. Like, a lot. A lot. Very, very special to me. I guess sometimes I just find it a bit hard to express those emotions, and I'm not used to having people around me like this. Someone who genuinely cares. If I'm honest, I can't really believe you care for me too. I mean, you say you do all the time, and deep down, I think I do believe you. But I'm scared, and I'm always going to be scared of being left. My emotions being toyed with again, and being scared of being hurt. I'm afraid that if I allow myself to get too close to you, you can use that against me. We've talked about it before, I know, and you really have made me feel better about it, but whenever we get close like this, I have to see everything. I feel this sense of anxiety that no matter what I say or do, you might not like me anymore. But you're always so patient with me. That's what I love most about you. You're always so encouraging, but you're never forcing me to do anything I don't want to do. And I honestly think you really are the perfect boyfriend. I wish we could stay like this forever. Just laying here with you in my arms. I feel so at ease. The way you hold me, it really makes me feel so loved. you trust me, and I'm working on trusting you too. I promise. Because I really do. I really, really do love you.